from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Whatever you call it, forest fire, wildfire, or wildland fire, there's a small one burning just north of the built-up area of Timmins. Reported at noon hour today, Timmins 16 is just west of Highway 655, a bit southwest of Big Water Lake. Management at Big Water Lake Campground has been asked by the Natural Resources Ministry to restrict the use of the lake so that a water bomber fighting the fire has access to it. The blaze is roughly 1 hectare in area at last report. That's roughly the size of the average Major League Baseball park. The company that offers no frills is at it again. Loblaw is testing 3 no-name stores in Ontario. The grocery giant says it will help customers save up to 20% on everyday grocery and household essentials by lowering operating costs and carrying only a targeted assortment of products. Along with shorter operating hours and reused fixtures, there won't be any dairy or fresh meat. No flyers or other features. Loblaw president and CEO Per Banks says since food inflation took off globally, his company has been laser focused on keeping prices lower, including opening more discount food locations. The 3 test locations are in Brockville, St. Catharines, and Windsor. Statistics Canada says the cost of a new home across the country edged up slightly last month. Compared to a year earlier, the average cost was up 0.1% in July, the first annual increase in 15 months. Alberta saw the largest increase at 0.8%. Terrorism charges have been laid against a suspect from the Greater Toronto Area. The RCMP says it follows an investigation that showed that the suspect was participating in the activities of a listed terrorist group. Police say the accused was also counseling another person to commit a terrorism offense. The suspect was under the age of majority at the time of the offenses. The Federal Policing National Security Program is investigating the source of mass bomb threats emailed to more than 100 Jewish organizations and several hospitals across Canada yesterday. The program is a partnership between the RCMP, other police forces, and intelligence agencies. No explosives were found, but police across the country are heightening security around such institutions. Prime Minister Trudeau says he's disgusted by the threats, calling them blatant anti-Semitism.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.